Blog Talk Radio.
Just
Attendee in this conference, your host has joined. Conference muted.
Bye. From I'm praising my Savior. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm just happy and I'm blessed. Oh, I'm just watching.
Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Yahweh. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you to the King of Kings. Thank you to the Lord of Lords. Thank you to the Alpha and Omega. Thank you to the Rose of Sharon. Thank you. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, most importantly, for salvation. Father God, where would we be without your salvation? So, Father, we thank you for saving us from the clutches and the hands of the enemy. Not just you did it on the cross once and for all. Dear Lord, you lead us not into temptation. Every day you lead us not into temptation. Every day you deliver us from evil. Oh, Father, we thank you that you look beyond our faults and see our needs. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives. Father, if I had thousands and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. So, Lord, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, to the depths of my soul, thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord, for doing all that you do in their lives and all that you will continue to do. Thank you, Lord, that all your promises that they can remember, that they can remember all that you've done and all that you will continue to do. Yes and amen. Thank you, Lord, that you've never left us, and you will never leave us or forsake us. So, Father, I thank you for the intercessors. I thank you for our friends and our families, oh God. I thank you for our spouses, our children, oh God, our grandchildren, our parents, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you most importantly for Jesus, Jesus Christ. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Father, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry unto you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Forgive us, oh God, for sin of omission and commission. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father God, the blood, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Our destinies in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Father God, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on each and every one of us, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know about each everyone here, but I know about me. Father, I cannot make it without you. I need you every second, every minute, every hour. Father God, you are my strength. Your strength is made perfect in my weakness. I'm weak, but you are strong. Father, I am totally dependent on you. Forgive me for the times I depended on myself. Oh, God, have mercy. I know I feel that I fall short. But through your grace and mercy, you have brought me this far. And Father God, I say thank you for divine purpose and destinies, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, that we will fulfill our divine purpose and our divine destinies in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for canceling every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destinies. I thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I thank you, Lord, for charging this atmosphere with your glorious presence. I thank you, Lord, let the glory of the Lord fill every second of our lives. Let the glory of the Lord fill every minute of our lives. Let the glory of the Lord fill this day, O God, in the name of Jesus. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, doing your biddings, doing your will in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we are totally, completely dependent on you. You are our all and all. As lead us, oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we reference you. We bow down to you, oh, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus. You said, stay here. I will send you the Holy Ghost. Father God, we cannot do ministry without the empowerment of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We cannot do with prayer without authority and power, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you have given us the power. You have given us the authority, and we walk in not our power, but in the power of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we walk in faith and not in fear. We walk knowing that we can do everything and all things through Christ who strengthens us. We walk with covenants in Christ Jesus. We walk victoriously with Christ Jesus, oh God. Father God, you provide for us. We thank you, thank you, thank you. You've never, ever left us nor forsaken us. us through the end of time. And so, Lord, you will be with us forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, and you are my Redeemer. I know my Redeemer lives, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, he's Lord. And the mountaintop, he's Lord. We bless his name, CEO of the universe. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, because you first loved me. Let us say the Lord is my shepherd. Slowly. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, his goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I pray that yesterday I told you all to read the 23rd Psalm. And I ask you to please say it slowly. I ask you to meditate on the first verse. But what we're going to do, we're going to look at the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you look at the Bible, you're looking at the word, when you look at the capital letters of L-O-R-D. Every time you look in your Bible, you see L-O-R-D is the CEO, the King of Kings, the creator of the universe. When you look at the small letter L-O-R-D, capital L, and the small letters following, it's referring to man, like Sarah called Abraham her Lord. You see it in the different, and when you're referring to men, like in the kingdom, like England, Lord, yes, my Lord, it is men. Because man does not, he doesn't create himself. God created us. So we can never, ever be on that a level of who he is and what he is. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let's look at the Lord. And I'm going to record this because this is a teaching. And I pray that even as you all pray this morning in a time and go over this, the Lord is my shepherd. I get excited when I hear.
Conference recording started.
The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord, the Hebrew word actually for Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Hebrew word, the Greek word, the Hebrew word, let me break it down. In the Bible, there's a language that Jesus spoke, and it's called Aramaic, A-M-A-I-C. Aramaic, those are the language Jesus said. Then we got the Hebrew word. Then we got the Greek language, because the Bible, you see different translation, but it started, of course, for Aramaic, which is the language Jesus spoke. Then the Aramaic was broken down, which is Aramaic is like an ancient Hebrew language, broken down now to the Greek call it, the Greek had a different name, because remember the Greeks, and but all points to one thing. What does it mean, Lord? It's called dignity, honor, majesty. Hallelujah. The Lord. The Lord. And then in the Hebrew, Lord means Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh. That means God is supreme. He is supreme. Lord represents the Hebrew Yahweh. In the Greek, they call it Kyrios. Hallelujah. Lord God. Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord, L, capital letter, L-O-R-G. Of capital letter L and small letters, L-O-R-E-S. He is the CEO and the of the universe. The breath you breathe is his. Hallelujah. And why am I emphasizing on this today? Amen. Because we say this, but we do not receive it in our spirit. It's just like a 2 or 3 year old child saying something, and we do not understand what it means. Because just to be honest, if we really understand what we mean when we say the Lord is my shepherd, nobody will be all depressed and discouraged. When you say, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, hallelujah. When you say that prayer of salvation, you will not be discouraged. You will know who he is. Hallelujah. Just by saying, I receive him. When you receive it, that means you have surrendered. Your life to him is no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. So you surrender not your will, you surrender your will to the will of Almighty God. When he's your Lord and Savior, he's ruler over you personally, and he is concerned about everything that goes on. I told you for the kingdom, you are now his kingdom citizen. You are now his kingdom son and daughter. He is now responsible for you, for your soul, for everything. He is, and he makes everything available for you. You have access to the Lord. He gives you benefits. Hallelujah. He is a covenant-keeping God. That's the kind of God we serve, Yahweh. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created what the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Where God made man, he breathed into him and made him a living soul. That is God, your creator. That is God who has written the story of our lives. That is God who came in the form of human flesh. Jesus Christ, Jesus wrapped up. That is God. Hallelujah. I get excited, but I know that L-O-R-D, capital letter, is my God. I get excited, but I know the Lord is my Father, Abba Father. I have an intimate relationship with him, the CEO of the universe. I was listening to a lady praying with her, and she said, they don't respect me. But if I was on stage, popular like Sinash, I was thinking about popular. Yes, Sinash is a great singer. But everything, she's a great singer. But how can you say that? Hallelujah. I look at God, not man. Because even when Sinash as great as a singer, everything in her is Christ, is the Holy Spirit moving in her. Without the Holy Spirit, she is nothing. So what do you desire? I told you, desire the Lord. You want to be with him. You want to be like him. You want him to protect you. You want him to daily load you with his benefits. Lord, the Lord. David went through a lot of changes, but God was right there with him. He went through the fire. God was there. He went through the different storms of life, but God was there. God silenced the storm. God, when Peter was walking on the water, and his eyes were moved from God, and he began to sing, and he said, "Lord, Lord, save me." The Lord stretched out at Jesus and saved me. That's the kind of God you serve. My brothers and sisters, do you know the magnificence of the Lord is my shepherd? The Lord is my dada, my father. The Lord is my best friend. I'm just giving examples. Do you know what it means to be born in his image and likeness? Hallelujah. I pray that your faith gets stronger and stronger. Yes, there are times we be discouraged. We go through different stuff, changes and trials, but he's right there. He said, "Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death?" What did David say? "I won't be afraid. Why? I can walk through the rivers and the valleys." Why? Because who's there? Yahweh, the Lord. He will never let anything bad happen to you. And when even when things happen in your life and you think it's bad, you are going through the processing to become refined so that he can use us for his glory. Let us pray. Father, thank you this morning. Abba Father, We praise you. I just pray that everyone gets this concept. The Lord is, the Lord is, the Lord is. Father, you mean so much to me personally. And Lord, I just thank you. Every day you surprise me. Every day you do something new in my life. Every day you protect my children. You bless them. You turn things around in their favor. Oh, Father, I pray for our children that do not know you, that they come and know you as what? Their Lord. They surrender their lives to you. Give them grace, more grace, the way around. And let the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, be glorified. Daily, Lord, us with benefits. Make a way where there seems to be no way. You said, behold, I shall do something new. Shall you not know it? We thank you, Lord, for the new thing. We thank you, Lord, for the grace to walk in the new thing. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to walk in the new thing. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that you touch each and every one this morning and glorify yourself in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed day.